Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jimi Hendrix. We're going to be back 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is a futurist, one of the greatest of our time, in my opinion, especially. Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future, that's my favorite book of his. JoelBarker.com is his website. Joel, thanks again for being here. Folks, as I've said before, Joel brings us things that are coming at us from the future that we need to be looking for over the horizon. This one, Joel, is a little controversial. You and I are going to have some fun with it. And that is the new study, as you say, that shows smoke waves will affect millions in the coming decades. Some people are predicting that we're going to have a lot of smoke in the world because of wildfires. And I'm quoting here, folks, due to climate change, unquote.
Yeah. The dilemma we see as we look, and by the way, this is, part of my work is to look forward and to see these things. And so this article is important because it's saying there's a potential health risk. And the dilemma is that we have had patterns in the past that were fairly significant, that after even a raging fire of a week or 2 weeks, we would typically get a rain strong enough and long enough to dampen down the fire so they could be put out. Well, as we have seen in the last couple of years, especially around California, there's no rain coming. And what that means is that the particles, small burn particles, can build up in the air to the point where they become a health problem, not just for the people close by, but as they ride the wind to the east. And so what this is basically an alert to say we had better start thinking now about how to deal with this, because
we have recorded history and we have unrecorded history of particulate in the atmosphere that changed the Earth, changed the atmosphere. I mean,
absolutely.
65 million years ago, the asteroid that hit the Yucatan Peninsula and killed all the dinosaurs. And then we know about another one that happened. It was 300, 400, 500 years ago. There was the summer we had no winter. Remember that? Because there was another one of those. It was a volcano. That's what it was.
Yep.
A volcano erupted and darkened the skies all around the world. So they didn't have a summer.
Right. That's
so
right.
We know about what particulate can do
to the weather.
To the environment, to the atmosphere, and therefore the weather. So we know about that, and you're saying that it could be that kind of thing that maybe, if not that catastrophic or that calamitous, but at least it would be a health issue.
Well, here's what we know about health issues. We have studied people who live in an environment where they burn a fire inside their house with a smoke hole in the top.
Yeah.
And the particulate level inside there gets quite high.
Right.
And the lung damage is traceable. There's no question. We can see the particulates in the and they do the autopsies afterwards. The smoke in the lungs, it builds up. And what this is saying is that as these wildfires continue, if we don't figure out how to get a handle on them, and next time we talk, I'll bring a story on some technology that could surely change that. I should have put that in with today.
But Joe, there are people in India and China. There's a lot of that kind of thing going on.
Absolutely.
How many coal mine fires are there in China? Hundreds, if not thousands. There's the brown cloud hangs over the Pacific from the two cycle engines and all the fires that are the open fires that the people have in a large part of India, and those aren't associated with climate change. So some of what you're talking about might not be the climate change issue.
Well, here's what they're talking about. They're saying assume that, and assume that especially China is trying to reduce that kind of automotive pollution and things that they have, because they really have a very serious effort going on. The fires are additive to the top of that, and what we know is sometimes it is the additive that makes all the difference.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes there's a simple story on this, by the way. People say, well, you know, it's just 1 degree more in temperature. What difference could it make? Well, the temperature was 211, and then it was 212. What happened to water at 212 mm-hmm. degrees? A mm-hmm. fundamental change.
Yeah, well,
so we have to be careful about, you know,
ice absolutely
only
forms at 32 degrees. I've seen that on an airplane.
Yeah.
I've been in an airplane where ice was forming on my windshield, and if I went to 33 degrees, the ice went away. I mean, that works. One of the things, though, Joel, I'd like to point out to the climate change devotees, when you tie it to that, to a lot of people like me,
yep.
it makes it sound like if I may agree with you about that, I can see the drought. I know
yep.
about that. I see the fires. I believe that.
Yep.
But when you say climate change, you tie it to what some of us consider to be a religion, and that turns us off. And here's an example. 10 years ago, Al Gore said we were going to be crushed. The southern part of the United States was going to be crushed by hurricanes because of climate change. And almost as if on cue, we haven't had a hurricane like that in 10 years.
Until today.
You got to be careful. But it's been 10 years. It's been 10 years.
No, I know that. But
so I'm just saying he looks like a fool now for what he said.
Short-term, long-term. You could say he was wrong for 10 years. If we get a hurricane every 3 months for the next 10 years, we'll say, well, I guess he was right.
Well,
he was just early.
But that's different. But we haven't had that yet. But I'm just saying right
but
now.
My point is, and as futurists, the long term is where we're focused on.
Yeah.
So yes, he missed it for the first 10 years.
And I'm saying,
I'm
not arguing with your content. I'm just saying the way you got to be careful delivering it tied
that.
To climate change, because that sounds like religion to a lot of people. Quick break. Stay with us. Right back with Joel Barker. 10-10.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.